Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
The hour. Thanks very much for hanging around with us. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.jbsba.com or smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. It comes on Sunday by email and get you ready for the week ahead. That's what my subscribers tell me, by the way. And thank you, all of you who have written me nice notes this week and to tell me how much you enjoyed the column this week, the columns this week. That means a lot to me. I really do appreciate that. I'm excited about having Don Lambrow and Ray Keating on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Today, they're here to join me to talk to us about President Bush's nominee for Associate Justice of the Supreme Court, John G. Roberts, Jr. And Don Lambrow is our guest, along with Ray Keating. Don is a syndicated columnist and chief political correspondent for The Washington Times. Don, welcome back to the show.
Thanks very much.
It's good to have you back. As always, Don's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and Ray's an even longer member of our Brain Trust. Ray Keating, chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council and the author of a number of books. He's also a columnist for Newsday. Ray, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you here. And by the way, you two, you don't have to go through me. If you want to ask each other a question, that's fine. Don, I'm going to start with you because you're inside the Beltway. Mr. Bush turned everybody on his ear yesterday because all the smart people in Washington thought they knew who it was going to be. The odds-on favorite was a woman, and they actually picked out a lady that everybody was talking about all during the day. And you know, knowing just observing Mr. Bush over the last few years and seeing what was happening in Washington yesterday, I just had this distinct impression that they were all going to be wrong, that he was going to prove them wrong, because he's his own kind of guy. You can't really predict him, can you, Don?
Well, you can't. Of course, Bush hates leaks. He hates the media to learn of anything that he's going to do. And well, there was a lot of scuttlebutt. And on the AP wire that Judge Edith Brown Clement, appellate judge down there in New Orleans, is
right.
Choice, and of course she wasn't. And what Bush did was really a brilliant masterstroke that caught everyone by surprise. He stayed with the base of his party, chose a judge that is very conservative, and it reinforces the base and the revolution that he's bringing to change the court. And of course, with this move, he will change the court, and before his presidency's over, he will. But he chose someone not only who was conservative, but someone who was so well-liked with such huge credentials that he transcends the conservative bloc and was supported by certainly a lot of Democrats. He was approved by the appeals court in 2003. By voice vote, and so it's going to be very difficult for the liberals to mount any kind of a credible offensive against him. He's going to be approved. He's going to be confirmed by a large vote, and the court is going to be shifted to the right.
Well, and of course we know that it'll be hard for them to come out that kind of an opposition, but we know that they certainly will. And Ray Keating, by him not replacing the first woman Supreme Court Justice with another woman, which is what his wife actually contacted him from Africa and said, I think you need to do this.
And he is a brave man.
He's a very brave man. He's my hero. But however misguided that may wind up being, but he is a brave man. But the thing is the idea that a lot of people would have had a hard time not putting a woman back in that position, wouldn't they, Ray?
Oh, I think you're right. I think Bush deserves enormous credit because I think he went out and he looked and for the best possible candidate and from his viewpoint, and he chose that candidate. He didn't play, you know, the quota game of looking for a woman. That not that he ruled out women, or it looked like it was the process as it was meant to be, as designed to be, to go out and find the best possible candidate, man or woman.
Well, And don't you think, though, that, I mean, how much strategy do you think that because he knows he's going to have, and he's pretty sure he's going to have at least one, maybe two more nominees before he leaves office. Don't you think that is there any strategy that's played in a situation like this?
You know, maybe Don's better at answering that, but I think obviously there are a whole host of factors that come into this, and obviously I'm not naive enough to think that there isn't political calculation involved, but you know what? It obviously took a back seat, because if political calculation was the driver of this, then we would have seen a different candidate, I think.
Right,
so
right.
He stuck with his principles, and he did pretty much what he said he was going to do in picking a non-activist conservative justice.
Stand by, Ray. Stand by, Don. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, here is what Article 2, Section 2 of Clause 2 of the U.S. Constitution says. The president shall nominate, and by and with advice and consent of the Senate, shall appoint judges of the Supreme Court. We're going to talk about that and Mr. Roberts' qualifications right after these messages. It's 2012. Stay with us.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friends Don Lambrow and Ray Keating. We're talking about the Supreme Court nominee, Mr. Bush's nominee, John G. Roberts Jr., who is now, we all of us, I think, agree that he's going to be the next Associate Supreme Court Justice. And Don, within seconds of, actually probably before the announcement was actually made by the president, this is a statement that was issued by NARAL, which, as you know, is a hard left leaning group, and they said, we are extremely disappointed that President Bush has chosen such a divisive nominee for the highest court in the nation rather than a consensus nominee. Now, Don, you said he was a charming guy. You said he was highly qualified. What is it that NARAL doesn't like about him?
Well, it's of course the whole issue of the abortion, and they feel that this one is opposed to abortion rights. Actually, they're going to have a hard time with him on that, because he did write a legal brief for the previous Bush administration. Essentially said that he thought the Roe v. Wade ought to be overturned. But then, of course, during his confirmation proceedings for the appeals court, he said that Roe v. Wade was settled law, a term that former Attorney General Ashcroft also used in his confirmation proceedings. So this is a judge that says he is governed by precedent, and suggest maybe he wouldn't move to overturn that, but I don't think he's going to get too far out on that issue. This is a situation where I think judges want to make sure that they don't say how they're going to rule on particular instances they can't foresee. But NARAL was predictable, and that's their position. I don't think it's going to affect this confirmation fight.
Ray, the man has 2 degrees from Harvard, an undergraduate and a law degree. He was the law review, the editor of the law review at Harvard. He was a clerk for Judge Rehnquist when he was associate judge. He was a special assistant to Ronald Reagan's Attorney General William French Smith. He was associate White House counsel to Reagan and a member of the Solicitor General's office of the first George Bush's Bush 41's White House. He also has argued, I think, 39 cases, not having won all of them, but argued 39 cases before the Supreme Court. The guy's highly qualified, isn't he?
Oh yeah, and that resume, you know, is most impressive, and it's going to be really interesting to see how the Senate reacts to this. And of course, I'm talking about kind of the liberal Democrats in the Senate, and see if they will stick to the traditional role, you know, looking at
advise and consent.
Right, advise and consent. Look at the individual's, you know, integrity, honesty, basic competence, temperament. And not, quite frankly, their judicial philosophy. And, you know, they sometimes forget who won the White House, and guess what? The president gets to pick
right.
A nominee.
I don't think it's forgetting. I think it's just denial, not memory. It's not a memory
well,
problem.
Well, I know, but it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out and in terms of whether they stick to that or not. You know, it's worth remembering that, you know, you had Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Clinton's appointment. appointment in 1993.
Right.
Now, she was a lawyer for the ACLU, and she went through the confirmation vote by 96-3.
Whizzed through, and she didn't answer questions that that your Senator Schumer demanded yesterday, that he was going to demand that this nominee answer.
Right. So it's going to be very interesting to see if they play by the rules of the game or not. And obviously, right. they have a track record, you know, of sometimes playing by the rules and sometimes not. We know what happened to Judge Bork. And to a certain extent, although there are other factors, with Clarence Thomas.
So, right.
The hard thing that Democrats will have here, of course, is this is he's been on the appellate court since 2003, so he doesn't have a lot of rulings. There's not a lot there that they can point to. And you're right about what happened with Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Now become the Ginsburg rule that should not be
the standard
to answer questions that would say how they would vote on specific issues. I think you're going to see him hugging that rule, and it's going to be very hard for the Democrats really to overcome that.
Don, when will this process, when will the first hearing begin? September?
Well, I believe it's going to begin in the beginning of September.
When they come back, right after they come back for the Labor Day holiday.
They'll be on an August recess. I imagine the Judiciary Committee will be doing some preliminary work in August on this. Today, of course, the judge will be making, Judge Roberts will be making the rounds of the Senate, visiting Senate offices on the both sides of the aisle. They have a team in place at the White House to handle this from day one. Some tried and true political honchos for the president who are going to be guiding the judge through all this.
Don, let me interject something here on what you're saying. Apparently, according to Fox News, and I got this from our good friend Rich Galen's Mullings column today, he says that Fox News said that the president consulted with 70 senators about this nominee, including three quarters of the Democratic caucus.
Right, and I believe the president said that in his remarks.
So he's done his homework, hasn't he?
He did. This is one of the big complaints by the Democrats that he goes his own way. So the White House decided to take an end run and outflank them on that. Bush had to do really two things. He had to pick a judge that the conservative base would love. At the same time, he had to pick someone that enough Democrats would say, yeah, this guy's credentials are so incredible that even though he's a conservative, it'd be impossible, very hard to vote against him. That's a neat trick. It was something that was not discussed in all the run-up to this, who thought there was going to be a huge nuclear explosion over whoever he picked.
Don, hold
both
that.
Things simultaneously.
Hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, I'm going to ask Ray about how this guy will do, how this Judge Roberts will do for small businesses. And I have a little bit of a bone to pick with him over the Microsoft case. I'll talk about that with Ray and Don right after these messages. 10 till. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with Ray Keating, Chief Economist for Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. That's sbecouncil.org if you want to check out the website. Also, Newsday, he's a columnist there, newsday.com. You can find his column there. Don Lambro is Chief Political Reporter, correspondent, I should say, for the Washington Times, washingtontimes.com. You can find his column in newspapers all over the country. And, guys, thank you both for being here. We're talking about Judge John G. Roberts, Jr., the new nominee to fill Senator Day O'Connor's position. And Ray, as we went to the break, I wanted to ask you what you thought about how this judge is going to be, how Roberts is going to be on the Supreme Court, in terms of cases that will affect small businesses. And before you answer that, I want to remind you that this John Roberts actually represented states as a private lawyer. 19 of the states that joined the federal government, in suing Microsoft in the U.S. v. Microsoft case. So what do you think about that?
Well, you just informed me of that, so that's disappointing news. But, you know, lawyers can position themselves on both sides of the issue, as we were saying off air before.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think one of the interesting things here from a business perspective is to look at who he's replacing. Sandra Day O'Connor was widely reported when she announced her retirement as being a pro-business justice. And you know, I disputed that. I have some questions about that. I think Charles Krauthammer, the columnist, he hit the nail on the head when he said that she had no judicial philosophy whatsoever, and I don't think that's good for business. And you look at a lot of her decisions, they were mixed. She was great, for example, in the Kelo decision, the right. Eminent domain decision. She
wrote,
rock
her,
solid.
Her opinion will be quoted for generations. On that.
She was rock solid on that. She was also very good from a business perspective on the issue of punitive damages, limiting those. But then again, she was, you know, all over the map on other issues like race and age discrimination, sexual harassment. Affirmative action. So
she was a swing voter in many cases, wasn't she?
Yeah, and she was, and she, and the reason was it was because she had no judicial philosophy. I think that's absolutely correct. So if you're an economic conservative, I think that split that people argued that she pleased economic conservatives but displeased social conservatives, I think that's incorrect. If you're a conservative, whether economic or social, you're going to embrace the Constitution, and you're going to embrace someone that has a solid judicial philosophy, a non-activist philosophy. And if that's what we're getting with Roberts, then from a business perspective, he's going to be a vast improvement over Sandra Day O'Connor.
Typically, the marketplace that small business owners operate in is a lot more level when there is strict constructionist opinions of the Constitution, isn't it?
Well, you know, your basic question is does the Constitution work in terms of providing a solid foundation upon which our economy can grow
right.
and entrepreneurship can flourish? And I think the answer is yes.
Yes. And so strict constructionists would promote that. Don, what do you think?
Well, I think he's going to be, on the whole, very good on business issues. I don't think anyone who worked in the Justice Department and the White House under the Reagan administration, who made capitalism popular again, is someone who's going to be anti-capitalist and anti-free market. So I think on the whole, I think he's going to be good on these issues. Of course, a lot of these issues have moved away from really our country and into the global economy and the World Trade Organization, and the big antitrust cases have been in the EU, the European Union, which has been very anti-U.S. expansion and fought a lot of moves by our companies in Europe. So that's moved to there. But I think he's going to be very good on those free market issues, and I think he's going to surprise some of those doubters.
Don, what do you bet that the first question that was asked of him was, have you ever had a nanny?
My wife said that last night.
She's a smart lady. We don't need any more nanny gates, do we, Don?
We don't, and I would be surprised. I think that would probably be one of the very first questions the White House aides asked. It's come up in so many previous nominations, so that's not going to happen.
I don't think it's happened for a Supreme Court nominee, certainly has for others. So here's the last question, Ray. Will he be confirmed?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Yep, absolutely. What
will the vote be?
Ooh, all right, I'm going to pull it out of the thin air here, 70-30.
All right, what do you think, Don? Will he be confirmed?
Yeah, I think it'll be more than 80 votes in the Senate. I think it's going to be overwhelming.
More than 80?
And yeah, sure. Yeah,
wow.
I think you start with 55 with the Republicans.
Right.
And I would add another maybe 20 Democrats who are going to find it very
difficult.
We
shall see. I'll have both of you back on, and we'll compare your prediction to the actual record. Thanks, Don Lambrow, for being here. Thanks, Ray Keating. Good job today.
Thanks, Jim.
It was great.
Don Lambrow, ladies and gentlemen, with the Washington Times. Ray Keating with the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council and Newsday. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.